You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. This week, we're going to make you hungry. It's Art and Soul, the culinary arts. And joining us, as always, is local food expert and food writer, Jessica Webster. Hi, Jessica.
Hey, Lisa.
And she brought a special guest with her, Joel Panazzo, who is the co-owner of The Lunchroom and the recently opened Detroit Street Filling Station. Hi, Joel.
Hi there. Thanks for having me.
I'll tell you, honestly, I first heard about The Lunchroom from Jessica. She was always posting on Facebook, I'm going to The Lunchroom.
Yeah, I've seen her a few times.
I'm going to The Lunchroom, and it looks so good. So tell us about The Lunchroom.
Yeah, so we've been a business since 2011. We started as a food cart, and we were at Mark's Carts in downtown Ann Arbor for the first two seasons.
Were you one of the original carts?
We were one of the original ones.
Yes, I remember that.
We tried to write the rules of Mark's Carts and start the legacy. So we were there for 2 years, and then 2 years after that, we opened in Carytown in the Marketing Shops building there, and we opened our first brick-and-mortar location. Then a year into that, we brought our bakery operation out to its own space over on Fuller Court, right by the VA hospital. And then this past August, we were interested in opening a third place, surprisingly. And we jumped at the opportunity of the Argiro's Italian restaurant space by the farmer's market. It came available, and we jumped on it and opened up the Detroit Street Filling Station in August of this year.
So I've been really curious, and I've been trying to figure out the difference between, you have both open, right? You've got The Lunchroom, and you have Detroit Street Filling Station. What can people find at one versus the other?
Sure. Some of it just breaks down to the logistics of hours. So lunch right now, if you're wanting to get a weekday lunch on your lunch break or catch your girlfriends to go out for lunch for a couple hours, you're going to be going to the Carytown space, the lunchroom, and then we open for dinner at Detroit Street Filling Station. And then on the weekend, we do brunch at Detroit Street Filling Station on Saturday and Sunday. So that's the only time that we're open during the daytime.
And we should clarify, this is all vegan, vegetarian?
This is all vegan. I tell people in the restaurant, because they come in, they ask, and they're like, is it really all vegan? I say, it's all vegan until the end of time.
So as a person who enjoys eating all of the foods, not just the plant-based ones, I have to say, I was maybe a little bit skeptical when the food truck opened and I had a lot of meat options in the other carts, right?
Us, yeah.
And if you recall, I just kept coming back for the vegan food. So I always tell my friends that it doesn't matter if you don't have to identify as vegan or vegetarian to really enjoy good food.
Exactly. So, and that's kind of what we bring to the spirit of the business, is that it's not, the vegan is not the thing that we plaster on the side of the business. It's nowhere on the menu. It's nowhere on the outside of the building. We're just trying to bring people exciting vegetables that have been prepared in ways that they're maybe not used to. So it's mostly about just like making really good food from scratch that has a lot of love in it and has local ingredients.
So that aspect of love is something that applies both to your food and I think also to your business philosophy. You take a portion of your proceeds and donate them to a different organization.
Yeah.
Can you tell me a little bit about how that works?
Sure. We've been doing it for a bit. I want to say January of 2016. We started a program called 10% for the Community and started picking out specific organizations that were providing all different types of community services. We find it really important to focus on sharing with the community that has shared with us, whether they're coming in and sharing their really important family dinners or celebrations. And we realize that we've created a community with our business, and we want to give back to those other organizations and people that are giving back within the community.
Now, you say you don't advertise that The Lunchroom is a vegan restaurant.
Sure.
Somebody, and I've seen pictures of food, is beautiful, but somebody walks in and says, I want a steak. What do you say?
We actually, so at Detroit Street Filling Station, we are making, we do have like a steak and potatoes dish on the menu where you can get, it's seitan, which is like a product that we make within the restaurant there that's prepared there and made from scratch there. So it, we can still we still mix
satisfy
it
satisfy that steak.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And do just, you tell them in advance or just go surprise?
That doesn't always work really well.
No, I probably
but
don't.
I remember at the food cart we had a story of a guy who ate barbecue tofu and then came up to us and said, "That was the most tender pork I'd ever eaten."
Did you tell him?
I'm trying to remember the staff member if they actually did. He was so happy.
Close enough. Yeah, you don't want to ruin that.
Yeah.
Oh, and the jackfruit. So you have those. They make these tacos with jackfruit. Have you ever had jackfruit, Lisa? Because it actually has the texture
of like a pulled
of
pork.
Pulled pork.
Really?
Yeah.
And we do like a carnitas thing with the jackfruit tacos.
Joel Panazzo, co-owner of the Lunchroom and the Detroit Street Filling Station. We have a couple more things we want to discuss in Art and Soul, the culinary arts. Pizza in the news.
There's a lot of change in the restaurant industry in any given month. So recently we suffered the loss of Pizza Pino, which was a restaurant that lasted longer than I expected. It was operated for a long time down by Blank's Lake Creamery. And I think one of the reasons that it continued to be successful was that it was open until 4 a.m. But ultimately, the number of pizza places available in town kind of did it in. And they closed very suddenly and they're not answering calls. But we have new pizza. Coming on the horizon, we just don't know exactly when. Buddy's is moving into Ann Arbor, or I guess officially Pittsfield Township on Ann Arbor Saline Road, and the outbuildings out by Meyer. They are running a contest. People are supposed to guess when the restaurant is opening. Sometime, they say, after the Michigan State game on the 7th. So,
see, I thought it was going to be that day.
That would be.
Because they were saying it's where you go after the big game.
I know.
But now it's a night game, so I don't know if that's happening.
That was a big teaser. And then they said, but it's not going to be open then. Guess. If you can guess, you get a free pizza. So that's happening on their Facebook page. Also out in those outbuildings by Meyer, Joe's Crab Shack just kind of up and closed several of their Michigan locations, including the one in Pittsfield Township. Big question mark on my radar is Jim Brady's Detroit, which was supposed to open in Ann Arbor on Main Street. And for a while, they were posting updates on their Facebook page. Nothing recently. So the last update was that it was going to open in October. I guess we'll see what happens there. And you know what? If you like meat, Rice, and I must admit, I have a fondness sometimes. Ricewood Barbecue, which operates behind Morgan and York, will have their last couple of days of service at the end of this week. They're closing for the season on Saturday. Last service begins at 11 a.m. And based on the lines I've seen for the last 2 weeks since they announced that they were in their final stretch, that food will probably be gone by like 11:30. So stand in line early.
And Mark's Cart's closed. Is it closed for the season? I know when it does close, it's closing for good.
Right. So it's closing in October, and that the word is that it will no longer operate as a business incubator and a place where people can open a bunch of food carts. It won't be a food cart court any longer. But from what I was reading in The Observer, Mark is hoping to find a single vendor who can provide food for Bill's Beer Garden, which is just on the other side of downtown Home and Garden.
Thanks once again to Joel Panazzo, a co-owner of the Lunchroom, a Detroit Street Filling Station. You going to be busy now?
Yeah, we're a little busy. Today, we even brought in like a giant harvest of things that we're growing at our very own farm just south of Belleville.
You'll be serving it at the Lunchroom, a Detroit Street Filling Station.
Yes, we will.
Jessica Webster, we'll hear you Sunday afternoon as host of The In Crowd. Thanks for bringing your food expertise to us here at Art and Soul.
Thanks for hosting me.